Now, what do you make of this? Academics are calling for cyclists to be renamed. They don't want you to call them cyclists anymore. They want you to say people who ride bikes, because using the term cyclist is dehumanising. The study by Monash University and the Queensland University of Technology says many drivers do not identify cyclists as being completely human. Of the 442 drivers who did the study, 55% identified cyclists as less than human. 17% say they've used their car to deliberately block cyclists on the road. Hang on a minute, did I just call them cyclists? Researchers say the term cyclist dehumanises them, making it easier for drivers to justify being aggressive. Now, this is for real, and Professor Narelle Haworth from the Queensland University of Technology joins me on the line. Professor, you're very generous to give me your time this afternoon. Thank you for doing so.
Thanks, Ben.
I understand that you are a cyclist.
I'm a person who rides her bike to get to work.
You mean a cyclist?
Well, other people might think of me like that. I'm probably not your lycra cab clad, and I'm certainly not male in my middle age.
How long have you been uncomfortable with the word cyclist?
I think it started about 5 years ago when we found some research from Western Australia that was suggesting that people thought differently to the term cyclist and bike rider.
Maybe that's just because cyclists have a bit of a bad rep.
I think that, yeah, people have an idea in their head of what a cyclist is like and what a cyclist does, and maybe that just doesn't match, you know, the whole breadth of different people who are out there riding.
So you reckon there are some who are letting the rest of the team down when it comes to their behaviour on a bike?
Yeah, there certainly are, just like there's some car drivers who, you know, we're not terribly happy with.
So how is this going to change if all of a sudden we started calling them people who ride bikes?
I think we can get the idea that those people could be any of us. They could be our kids, they could be our spouses, they could be our parents even. So I think the idea that we're all people is something that we need to push when we're having to share the road.
I've got to say I'm a little bit surprised that 55% of those who did the study did not identify cyclists as being human. They said they were less than human.
Yeah, they said they weren't completely human on a scale from 0 to 100%. And I think that is a challenge, because when we don't see other people as fully human, we're less likely to respect them and to do the things for them that we want done for us.
But, I mean, that's the bizarre thing. Anyone knows that there is a human being riding that bike.
Mm. And I think it's a bit like the way we think of motorists rather than drivers.
Do you want us to call them people who drive cars now?
No, I'm happy to call them drivers, but calling them motorists sounds like, you know, they're some sort of machine.
So you don't want to be known as a cyclist anymore?
No, I'm happy to be that old bird on a bike.
Professor, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
That's Bye. That old bird on a bike, Professor Narelle Haworth from the Queensland University of Technology. I think it's a load of hogwash.